You're now rocking with the best, the best. Luminary Sounds, the number one station for independent artists.
Hey, ho, hey, ho.
Good morning.
Hey, ho, hey. Here we go. It's all good. So, Luminary Sounds, we're here. Missy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. So, we have Missy Talks on the mic. We have Francois the Great. Flicks by Jay is behind the scenes with the camera. We know Anita Knows is coming. We are missing Mr. Junior Leto.
Yeah, Junior Leto is out there doing his thing, as always. But we are here to hold it down.
That's right.
And, you know, the days are just flying by.
I mean,
I'm loving how these days are flying by. We got the Oscars coming up. So, some of you guys that are into TV shows and all that, don't come fight me when your show doesn't win. And, you know, go fight the Academy Award people, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that binge watch these Netflix shows and they're like, my show should win. So definitely tune in. I'm going to tune in. I think it's tomorrow.
Do you have a contender on who you're wanting to win? Because that Oppenheimer movie has like 13 nominations.
I did actually. You know what's so crazy? I don't really see movies, but I did see that one.
You did?
I did see Oppenheimer.
All 300 hours of it?
The coolest thing about it was I seen it the way it was actually shot. And I saw it the Chinese theater. So they shot it on a special camera.
Okay.
So the special camera they shot it on, I was able to see it as the Chinese theater basically showed it the way it was actually shot. So the lens is wider and the actual projection screen was much bigger. So it's like you felt like they were about to jump out of the screen. It was pretty cool. I will say, don't Luminary community, don't get mad at me. But it's a long movie.
So
just for anybody who's seen Oppenheimer, it's a pretty lengthy movie. Like, I was sitting there, I sat through the whole thing without going to the bathroom, so congrats to me.
Did you fall asleep?
I almost fell asleep. Almost fell asleep, but I did not fall asleep. I actually just stayed in there, watched the whole thing. For any of y'all that do not know what this movie is about, it's actually about the making of the atomic bomb. So the scientists that actually, you know, went about doing it, they actually go through his life and all of that. So it's basically like his life story, and you're just like, well, halfway through it, I was like, well, when's he gonna start making stuff? What's up? So, you know, you're just watching his life story, and then you're sitting there like, well, did I come watch the biography of this man, or is he about to do something?
You know, I'm excited for Jimmy Kimmel to host. It's his fourth year hosting, so I'm really excited about that. And I'm super excited about Ryan Gosling doing the Ken song.
Yeah.
He's going to perform it tomorrow.
You know.
So exciting.
Oh, man. That's crazy. So, I mean, I want to see that, too, as well. I wonder if he's going to wear all pink or something. You know, knowing him, he's going to do something silly. But I think it's really interesting that the open dialogue for Jimmy Kimmel is going to be 10 minutes. I'm wondering,
shorter than that,
it's normally shorter, so I'm wondering what he's going to do for 10 minutes. That's going to be, I don't know, I'm kind of interested.
He's
professional. He does a Jimmy late night with Jimmy Kimmel every single weeknight, so I'm sure 10 minutes is, you know, going to be a breeze for him. But I was sitting there like, 10 minutes, and then you got people just looking at you, so I'm wondering if he's going to have, you know, sometimes people have different celebrities that actually, you know, help them and accompany them and their skits. So I'm wondering if he's going to do anything like that. So
we'll see.
Should be pretty
cool.
I'm
sure Guillermo's going to be there.
Guillermo has gotten so famous from the Jimmy Kimmel show. And it's pretty cool because, I mean, from what I know, he just pretty much was just a regular guy. He didn't really do any journalism beforehand, and they became friends and boom.
Well, we've gone over it on the show before.
Yeah.
It was a security guard in the building.
That's amazing.
And Jimmy Kimmel just walked around and he's like, you know what? I think you'll do. I think you'll be good on the show.
Man.
And he's been an awesome sidekick since. Or partner. I don't know what they consider him as.
Man. But, you know, I really love all of the things that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel is doing. And just as we are going to talk about things that people are doing, new things that are coming out, Missy, I know you have a really great trending topic for us.
Of course.
You ready to get into that?
Yeah, always, of course.
It's time for Trending Topics with Missy Talk. With Missy Talk. For entertainment, fashion, and music. She got you. She got you.
Yes, that is right. I'm here. We're going to talk about all things gossip, celebrity gossip, current events. Actually, right now, I want to talk about something that's kind of been going on in the media for a couple of weeks. So, a TikTok that went viral and that has over 400 million views on it. Have you heard of it? It's called Who the F Did I Marry? Basically, it's a 50-part TikTok series of a woman who's telling the story of meeting a man who eventually becomes her husband. But she finds out he's lied about everything he's ever told her. Fake phone calls, fake names, fake home buying, fake jobs, fake everything. So she eventually divorced him, and she goes on TikTok and does a 50-part video, meaning there is 50 parts to this series. And it went viral again. 400 million views are on it. Now she signed with CAA, and I'm just hoping like Shonda Rhimes does something with this.
Huh? So she pretty much wrote this, and you know Shonda Rhimes always does things with new content, so I wouldn't be surprised maybe if you know she does something with it, if she doesn't do something with it. But
have you heard of it? This lady had a pathological husband and everyone was watching the 50 part series of this.
That's terrible. I mean, this I feel like there's all kinds of series that are coming out. I mean, you got people that are doing this whole, I mean, Love is Blind thing now with, you know, that's a big time show.
But this is her real life.
And this is her real life, yeah. Right? This is her real life. I feel like people are really opening up with just what goes on in their day-to-day lives with all the technology that we have to basically, because it's your content and it's up to you if you want to just expose it and make it known to everybody. But that's pretty rough.
Could you imagine being with somebody and them pretending to be on the phone and pretending to talk to their brother and then telling you like, oh, my brother says hi, just FYI, he says hi, and there was no one on the phone at all?
I'll be like, girl, stop lying. But you know what, now my thing is, when you're watching this, you're watching knowing this lady's lying.
No, she's telling the truth about her.
Got it. Because I was going to say, you know how crazy that would be if I'm sitting here watching you lie and I'm sitting here watching episode after episode. I'm like, when is someone going to catch this person? Because she is lying through her teeth.
Although the husband has come out and said that she is lying. But we don't think so. We think she's telling the truth.
Now, you know what would be cool? See, I got to flip it.
What?
If the guy did one.
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be entertaining. And then we would see how much of a liar he is. Like, right? The schemes he does, we would see him.
Right. You know what I mean? I mean, all you pimps and players out there, he would put you on game. I'm playing, y'all.
Yeah. What would you do if that happened to you?
It would be just messed up. But you know what? I feel like things like that are very relatable, unfortunately, because a lot of people go through things like that.
Would you tell the internet? Would you go to the internet and tell the internet?
Absolutely not. I would tell the people that I've hurt and just keep it between them. If they want to go do what they want to do, write a book, put it on TV, they can do that. But for me, I think your personal life is your personal life. But okay, that's just me. Some people are different. They'll go on TV, you know, have their, you know, kids everywhere. And
but that's what happened to her. She went on TV. She went on Good Morning America. Now she's signed to an agency. Like, she's coming up off of this video.
She came up.
Personally, me, if I had a video, I would definitely be telling people. If I had a story like that, I would absolutely be telling people. I'd be shouting it from the rooftops.
Just don't make it that long.
Right. I wouldn't make it 50 parts.
Anita said, just don't make it that long.
I wouldn't make it 50 parts. Because you know what? I have to leave them guessing. I want some for the show. I want the writers to be able to have some stuff that nobody knows.
I tell you, man. So you would actually be ready for it.
You know what? I should start telling my stories now. I should start telling them now. What do you mean?
Man, I'm telling you. So, I mean, Missy Talks is ready. Just like this next song we're going to get into is ready. And you know why? Because you're prime time, Missy. That's why
I could do this for some champagne showers, all the shrimp and lobster towels, but it's me that gets devoured. Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. You give me a superpower. Together the world could be ours. You sit me up on the counter, instantly it's thunder showers, storming for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours. Giving up on love almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like ours. I pray for it on my knees every night for some hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is mine and ours, and yours mine and ours. I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding your clothes for hours, and hours. Oh, 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 oh,
Money Long, Hours and Hours. I like that. There we go.
She has other songs than the one that's going viral. Yeah, she does.
That's the one that actually won a Grammy for her.
She's popular.
Oh, Money Long is. She's been writing songs for a long time. Oh. So she's bigger than Friend. Where have you been?
I don't know if it's bigger than that right now. That has like millions of views on it on TikTok right now.
Shout out to Money Long. But yeah, no, Money Long's been actually a songwriter for quite some time. Hours and Hours pretty much got her artist fame, and she won a Grammy for that. And you know, now, you know, I think the song is called Made for Me that's going viral right now on TikTok.
Yes, and listeners, if you go on Instagram and hit us up, you're gonna see a video that we did with the Made for Me.
Yeah,
me, Junior, Francois the Great. You know, we miss each other during the week when we don't see each other. So
exactly, and we want to give a quick shout out to our fellas, Dion and Derek. You know, who actually are doing the Pro Way NFL Flag Football League, the girls' training camps. You know, pretty much they're ongoing. So starting March 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th at Camarillo High School. Check-in is at 2 p.m. Of course, you know, if you're free, it's free to register for the players. Non-registered players is $30. For more information, get in touch with them at 909-452-9462. You can also check them out at the www.prowaytraining.com/proway/NFL/flag. Yes. Dion and Derek, man, y'all was so much fun last week. Also, my man Q came through. It was good to see them.
That's
and
right.
We want to thank y'all for the gifts y'all got us too as well.
The gear. Oh, that's so nice. I'm so excited to wear mine.
Yeah, me too. I won't even wear it right now, but I'm going to wear it, and then I'll take a picture. I'll send it to y'all. Shout out to y'all. That was just so nice of y'all, and we look forward to having you guys back here. It was so much fun.
And again, for those who may not have heard the first time, the Pro Way Training Girls of Flag Football is a flag football team. I mean, it's ages 8 to 17, basically. And it's very exciting that I hear these girls get real competitive. I heard they get real, man, really interesting on the field. So
I don't want
exciting.
No smoke. I don't want no smoke, ladies. Go for Missy. Missy wants to be a linebacker. You're like, show, you know, get in there with y'all. But me, I'm just going to stand on the sideline. I'll just watch you, ladies.
I'm more of a cheerleader on the side kind of gal. I don't know about that.
So
myself.
Man, you're just a cheerleader type of girl. So speaking of cheering people on, we're going to get into a brand new song. It's our Sip Tea or Light It Up. You ready for a Sip Tea or Light
It
Up?
Let's go. I'm so excited.
This is coming from an artist a lot of you are familiar with. Her name is Ariana Grande. She released a new album yesterday called Eternal Sunshine. The song off of our Sip Tea or Light It Up is called The Boy Is Mine. So we're going to get into The Boy Is Mine here for our Sip Tea or Light It Up. And really quick, before I get into that, I just want to just say the song actually has 13 tracks, and we're actually going to get into another song later on called Bye as well. But right now, we're going to get into Sip Tea or Light Up, Ariana Grande, The Boy Is Mine.
It's time for Sip Tea or Light It Up.
Yo.
1, 2, 3, 4. The number one independent artist music review in radio.
Y'all heard?
You and me might be seen to be, can't unsee it, but I don't wanna cross no scene. I'm usually so unproblematic, so independent, tell me why. Cause the boy is mine, find something about him is made for somebody like me. Baby, come over, come over. God knows I'm trying.
All right, so that was The Boy Is Mine by
the
Ariana
Boy
Grande.
Is mine.
Sip Tea or Light It Up. Okay. Missy, do you want to go first?
Yes, I will. So ever since Ariana has been like in this controversy, I wasn't exactly excited to hear this album, but as soon as it came out yesterday, of course I listened to it. throughout the whole thing. And I would say the song's pretty fire. So I'm going to light it up.
All right.
Light it up for All Ariana Grande. I'm surprised myself, but, you know, we are here.
Yeah, so I really, you know, just a little, you know, because I'm Francois the Great and I'm a music enthusiast, you know. Michael Jackson had The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney. Brandy and Monica did The Boy Is Mine. This is a play off of that. I'm a remake kind of guy. Ariana, I'm about to mess your name up. You did a nice little spin on this because I think you made it. What helped it out so much was you made it your own. It does not sound exactly like the Brandy and Monica song, but there are elements to this song that I do hear where you took the remake and made it like something your own. You're celebrating it, which I love. So Ariana Grande, I have not heard the whole album yet, but Boy Is Mine, I'm lighting it up for you. I'm lighting it up. So, I mean, I know, Missy, you got a little bit more about this album, so let me know. I hear she's talking about some really pressing issues on this album.
Okay, well, I mean, this album, and that's why I wanted to listen to it so bad, because it talks about her recent divorce. It talks about, or it alludes to her new man, of course, in the song The Boy Is Mine, which was kind of funny because I thought it was very brave of her to be doing a song called The Boy Is Mine when she went through all that controversy last year of, you know, allegedly being with a married man. And she says, and he says, that they were never together after or while he was married. But it rubbed people the wrong way that she ended up being with him.
Ariana.
And so it's a little funny to me that she put this song out kind of to like get the haters talking even more. What she said in an interview last week was that some of her fans like bad girl anthems. And so she said, well, I should just do a bad girl anthem. And this is what my fans want. This is what I've done before. It works for me. Let's do it. But it's also rubbing people the wrong way because it's kind of like putting it in the face of the wife that he left, honestly.
Man, oh, man. The T.
I know.
I just think, wow. There's nothing like inspiration coming from things that you've went through, right?
Sure.
But man, I did not know it was like this. But you know what? Hey, everyone to each and their own. Hey, if she wants to continue dating married men and doing what she does, hey, that's her life. You know, if it inspires her to make great music, I mean, each and their own.
And
I don't know.
She says she does not care about what other people say. So many things and been through so much controversy, she just doesn't care anymore. But something that I don't want to say excited about, but she talks about her recent divorce. You know, she alludes and hints to why they got divorced, and basically she hints that her ex-husband cheated on her.
He was in the industry too as well, wasn't he?
He was a celebrity real estate agent.
I knew it was something to that effect. Yeah. I knew he wasn't a big time name, but I knew he was also like in the industry a little bit too as well. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So my question to you, Missy, would be, would you be upset with a former boyfriend if they were to put all of your business on a record?
First of all, if you're going to be talking about me in a record,
first of all,
put my name in it. Go ahead and name drop me then.
Oh, really?
If you're going to be talking about me in a song.
Okay.
Absolutely. I want my name to be dropped. So yeah, drop my name.
Drop your name.
Yeah.
Name the song Missy.
I don't care what you name it. And honestly, you don't even have to be talking about me good.
Wow.
You can talk smack about me. I don't care.
Okay.
Put my name in it.
Okay. Man, I think for me, it would just, I would feel some kind of way. I'll be like, why are you talking about something just that happened between me and you? Like, I'll feel kind of weird.
That's what singers do.
But you know what? I mean, I'll probably be like, okay. Like, I would feel weird if they talked about it, but at the same time, if my name wasn't mentioned, I'll just be like, man, they could be talking about Joe down the street. But I don't know it's about me, though. I'll still be like, I'll be the one giving a call like, look, man, what's going on with all this?
We're so opposite. I'd be like, you know, invite me to your listening party.
Invite me to your listening party.
You name drop me, I'll be
there. Oh my gosh, man.
To be honest, that's a dream of mine. It is a dream of mine. So.
You are hilarious,
good
man.
Good or bad, don't care.
Man, but you know what, man? This is for anybody that's like Missy that just wants to like have their name dropped in a diss song. Lola Brooke, Just relax.
Girl, they won't be this, cause I was always that. Players say they rich, let's keep it a stack. I ain't with the tick, I be moving tack. Shorty say they in, all that stuff is cat. Wanna be with, she was never. We gon' go with, cause they was never. Want a piece of, cause you ain't getting. Man, sis, just relax. I can't love him if ain't long. Drip so tight, you know I put that on. Up in the morn, drink till it's gone. Been a bad, bad since the chick been born. Fresh out the jeweler, gotta keep it on ice. I ain't your type, me a sis, not a light. She can't my man out of spite. I'm crazy about wines, better know how to fight. Choosing, I got it. Choosing, I got it. Choosing. Once again, sis, just relax. They won't be this, cause I was always that. Players say they rich, let's keep it a stack. I ain't with the tick, I be moving tack. Shorty say they in, all that stuff is cat. Wanna be with, she was never. We gon' go with, cause they was ever. Want a piece of, cause you ain't getting. Man, sis, just relax. I came here just to the party. Feel like Slick Rick, la-di-da-di. The scene, blazing the beam. Homies taking pictures like patties. You know I'm back at it, I'm looking back at it. Going crazy in Chanel, that's a bad habit. Just know I'm picky, haters never in my tax bracket. Getting busy with these hairs, I let a chick have it. If you know what I know, you ain't nothing to me. A price of loot, dang, they be ducking the fee. Chasing after checks, they be running to me. Your man is the bros, we ain't confesses, please. Choosing, I got it. Choosing, I got it. Choosing. Just relax. Girl, they won't be this, cause I was always that. Players say they rich, let's keep it a stack. I ain't with the tick, I be moving tack. Shorty say they in, all that stuff is cat. Wanna be with, she was never. We gon' go with, cause they was never. Want a piece of, cause you ain't getting. Once again, sis, just relax.
If it's not first, then it's in the worst place. I could tell you don't trust me, but behind trust issues is the one who gave them to you in the first place. Sweetie, do you want me when you need me? You still there for me when you leave me? Trust me and believe me. You say you feel mistreated, how? Okay, show me. I only know much as you teach me, cause
Breaking all my rules for this. You're super fly. I can't deny I need you in my plans. So girl, you gotta know, anywhere you go, I would gladly follow. Ooh, you're everywhere I wanna be. Cherry had me at hello, that shit was scary. First time I saw me getting married, remember thinking to myself, boy, I don't get carried away. But it may be necessary, 'cause I don't want nobody there but me. I'm willing to do about anything. I hope you listen to the words I sing. So girl, you gotta know, anywhere you go,
this is Missy Talks from Luminary Sounds 99.3 KJBU, the official voice of NFL Pro A Females and Flag, a girls' flag football league ages 7 to high school seniors. Girls, not only will you get to show off your flag skills when you sign up, but you'll show off with a game jersey, shorts, flags, a league medal, and an NFL flag certificate. You can register online at www.proatraining.com/NFL-flag or in person at the training camps March 10th and 17th at Camarillo High School. Same location all games and practices will be also held at. Returning players get a deal of $175 with new players at an even $200 for the spring season. Girls, go get your flag on. The 2024 season is loading.
All right now. Okay, I hear you, Missy Talks.
Aw, thanks.
Shout out to the NFL flag football, the Pro Way. We got our merch in here right now. We're having a good time. And it was just, It's bomb. I'm loving it.
And I hope to see some of our listeners with young daughters and, you know, young kids at this training camp tomorrow and at Camarillo High School.
Yeah.
I mean, I myself, I'm going to be there. I know Nita Knows is going to be there. We're going to be checking it out. We're going to be wearing our gear and we're just going to hope for a really good day tomorrow.
Nice.
So, I mean, if you guys are listening and you know somebody that might be interested in this, I mean, yeah, let them know we'll be there
for sure. You know, and you know, I know there's like some 3-year-old linebacker girls. I mean, you got to just wait now. I know you little ones really want to get out there on that field.
You never know.
They can go watch and support.
Yeah, you can go and watch and support for sure.
I know some young ladies, aka my nieces, who would probably do really well.
Oh, look at you.
One of them, at least, I know will do really well.
Taking out some aggravation. Take out some anger.
You should see one of my nieces. She tells anybody and everybody off. So I just feel like, you know, this might be a good way to get some of that
aggression.
Some of that aggression out.
Man, I'm telling you. But you know what? On that note, I mean, we got some people that want to take some aggression out. But we're going to talk about it right now on the Trending Topics.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's time for Trending Topics with Missy Talk. With Missy Talk. For entertainment, fashion, and music. She got you. She got you.
That's right. I am here. It's Missy Talk. We're going to talk gossip, okay? So today I want to talk about the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Who is here for it? A YouTuber turned boxer, Jake Paul, 27 years old, is scheduled to fight boxing legend Mike Tyson, 57 years old, on Netflix July 20th. So there's a long ways to go until this fight happens, but I just want to know, is this a good idea? I mean, there is a 30-year difference between them. There's also an experience deficit between the two of them. Do we want to see this happen? What happens if Jake Paul wins? I mean, there's so many questions going on around in my head.
I personally can't even believe this fight is happening. Like, this man is like 57 years old. Like, but you know what? I saw Mike Tyson fight Roy Jones Jr. not too long ago, and Mike Tyson actually looks like he's in good shape.
Sure.
And I will say, Jake Paul, I'm praying for you, man, because all it takes is one swing and one hit connect to your face and he will be on the ground.
Well, and that's what I mean by Tyson has way more experience.
Oh, yeah.
So much more experience. I mean, yes, there is a 30-year age gap, but you can't make up for the experience.
Right. And I think one thing I will say about Jake Paul is he knows how to make money. I think the cool thing about this is he said DAZN, he made money with DAZN. This is actually going to be on Netflix from what I'm hearing.
It will be.
This is going to be Netflix's first live event, I think sporting event, pretty much. So, I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, he is actually making money for all these different platforms and he's not stopping. One thing I will say about him is going into fighting experienced boxers, he's picking the older generation first, and then he's going to probably gradually move to people that are his age. Oh, I think that's smart.
So you see a strategy behind this?
I see a big time strategy because I'm like, you're 20 something years old. Why are you not fighting like a boxer like in his prime right now?
I think
that's like a title contender because he'll get beat up. I'm just saying.
Maybe,
just saying.
But I think it's just because he wants to flex. He wants to flex
he
fought Mike Tyson, and you know how many people in the world exactly can say that. So, but again, how are we going to feel? I'm not saying I'm on one side or the other, but how would we feel if Jake Paul won this fight?
Man.
Wouldn't that be terrible for Mike Tyson and his fans?
It would be terrible for Mike Tyson, but I kind of look at it in two ways. I'll be sad for Mike because I'm rooting for Mike. I mean, East Coast all day. I mean, that's, you know, Catskill, New York. God, give it up. Rooting for you, Mike. But if he loses, one, he could go, man, I'm old, man. I've been over the hill for like 10 years. It was a money grab. I got some money. But it depends on how he loses. If he loses really, really bad, man, there'll be people making fun of him because we got social media now. But if he loses and it's close, I'm old, man.
I'm just excited about having a real life punch out because I used to love that video game when I was
younger. Yeah, Mike Tyson punch out.
And they kind of look alike if you look at the memes that have been going around. they kind of look like some of the characters that are on there.
Oh, man. Definitely talk to us on our Instagram. Let us know if you guys used to play Mike Tyson Punch-Out. Man, I used to always get to Mike Tyson and get beat up. That's what always used to happen to me.
Exactly. I don't think I've ever played this game.
You never played?
No. Me and was, Joseph have no idea what you're talking about.
It was
about
crazy.
Right,
we're going to show you guys, because I have my laptop here today. The punches would be like robotic. They would throw punches like this. That's okay. How old the game was. And like, the funny thing was you were like this little guy character. So all your punches, you were like jumping off your feet to hit people. It was hilarious. But I think, to answer your question, if Jake Paul wins, it's going to bring him a lot of attention. It's going to bring a lot more fights his way.
Sure.
And it's going to bring him all kinds of money. I'll be shocked myself.
And a little bit more credibility,
I would say. Little more credibility. Now, he has been working hard. Don't take me, you know, I'm not trying to say he's not a good fighter. He's not doing his work. He trains hard. He's got a lot of boxing trainers that have been professionals in his corner. So he is really taking this serious. But if he does win, I think this will be his eye-opening win. Like, people will really start shifting their attention to Jake Paul. They'll go, man, he actually beat Mike Tyson. Of course, there'll be people like me I ain't going to hate, but I'm going to hate right now. I'm like, man, Mike was like 80 years old.
That's exactly what I'm thinking right now. He might win, but people will be like, okay, well, you won on somebody who's 30 years older than you. Like, it's not... You know, the flex you're thinking.
Now, if he get knocked out, man, I'm going to be the other direction. I'm like, man, Mike knocked him out.
Okay, so for Mike, this is high risk, high reward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because if he loses, I mean, the internet's going to have a field day with him if he loses. I mean, and I'm sure he's going to feel bad about it himself. But if he wins, everyone's going to be like, man, you fought somebody who's 30 years younger than you and you won. I think that's going to be a high reward for him.
And I think Mike Tyson, to me, he's already a celebration story, right? Because everything that he went through, and now he's got like his own podcast. He went and did a tour about his life. It was like a theatrical play. And now he's got hot boxing. So he's already being celebrated from people that like were a fan of his already. Because they saw what, you know, his downhill spiral, and now he's back up being Mike Tyson again. So if he wins a fight like this, people will already be, they're already excited about him. They'll already be even more excited about him.
Right, right.
So I think either way, it's a win-win for both guys.
Well, we'll see what happens July 20th.
Exactly.
Will you be watching?
I will be watching July 20th. That's like...
It's a ways away.
That's a ways away. For some reason, I thought that was coming up. But I thought it was going to be like in April or like, you know, May or something. But wow, July. And is it going to be in Vegas? I'm assuming.
That I do not know.
Okay. I don't know if I know I got the most fanned sports people up in here right now. But there was a boxing fight that happened yesterday between MMA fighter Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua. And
tell us all about it.
The way Anthony Joshua won by second round knockout, and the way he knocked out Francis Ngannou, if Mike Tyson hits Jake Paul, that could be the you know, the precursor of what we saw last night. I'm just saying. But you guys, I know I'll show y'all the clip off air when we go into some music. But you know what? For both of the guys, it fits this song we're going to get into, Risk It All. They're about to risk it all.
They
Jake
are.
Paul and Mike Tyson, Risk It All. Her, Usher, will be right back.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hell and sometimes it's heaven. It's overcomplicated, but baby, I don't mind. Feeling like I'm bound to fall. Close my eyes, baby, I would risk it all.
sounds is tragic, it's so problematic. People are crying for it,
people are dying for it.
Always the reason, always. We still believe it.
Something that leaves us hurting,
it's worth it.
I don't mind.
Oh,
All right. Eternal Sunshine, Janae Aiko. I miss Janae right now. I wish she really would come back and do some music. It's been a little bit. I know she just had a baby. So, you know, shout out to Janae. Love that record right there.
Hasn't she had a baby for a minute? Like,
I don't know. I know it's less than 2 years older. Okay. 2 years old. I know the kid's pretty young. But yeah, you know, it's you guys' favorite time of the day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what it is. It's Francois Facts time. Are you guys ready?
Yes, hey, sir. Let's go.
It's time for Francois Facts. Testing your music knowledge from the one and only great.
All right, Francois Facts time. So, of course, this is a game that tests your knowledge. I would say music knowledge, but we're doing things a little different. Why? Because it's the Academy Award Emmy week, right?
The Oscars week.
So it's Oscar week. So what we have, the category is Emmys.
Oh, Emmys. Oh, okay.
Emmys. So Emmys and Oscars. You know, Emmys and Oscars are a little different. That is what our category is going to be. So are you guys ready?
Yes, ready. And then today we have Anita Knows on the game. We also have Flicks by Jay. Of course, myself, Missy Talks. So I just want to let you guys know I'm here to win. So don't even start with me.
And I will say before we get into this, Francois Facts, the Emmys are my most favorite statue. I love this statue.
It's a nice statue.
It's a beautiful statue. Right. And very I think pretty. That's what I was thinking about, too,
I
as
just
well.
Have a quick question. Is this the daytime Emmys or the regular Emmys?
Good question. You see how she's trying to, like, get all up in my questions and stuff? This is actually just the
general.
Daytime. Yeah, general. Daytime and nighttime. Okay. So
don't try to cheat, Anita.
Look, my phone's over here. How can they cheat?
Turn it around.
Question number one. All right. So the image known as the Emmy, which is IMMY, was a camera tube used in early television cameras in the United States. When and how much was this Emmy created? So basically the question is, how much does it take to create the Emmy? Mm-hmm. So the Emmy is, if you guys don't know what it looks like, it's actually, the name is IMMY, and it's a camera operated, you know, tube pretty much. And it's a person with, you know, the globe, and it's gold. Do you guys kind of know what it looks like?
I do know what it looks like.
My question is, question number one, how much does this Emmy cost to make? Is it A, $600, B, $400, C, $700?
I will say $700.
So you're going with C.
What was B? I'll go with B.
B was $400.
I'll go with A.
And you'll go with A, which is $500.
I thought it was six.
$600. Yeah. Excuse me. $600. So the answer is B, $400.
Ooh, Anita. Okay.
Can you? They're spending $400 for just
per person.
And how many awards go out? Like, I was trying to do the math on that, and I was like, that's crazy.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be more.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many carats of gold it is. I didn't get that deep into it, but I thought that was pretty.
Maybe it's just plated.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, I know. It's a little gold plated, you know.
Someone will have to bring one in so we can see it.
Little fake gold.
I'll bring mine in next week.
Okay.
Question number two. What TV show was the first created by a streaming platform instead of a traditional network, being on a traditional network, to be nominated for an Emmy? Was this A, House of Cards, B, House, C, House of Lies?
House of Cards.
You know what I was waiting for? I was waiting for The Sopranos. Because HBO isn't really a channel. So I thought you were going to say that. So what is it? House of Cards, House, or?
Well, I guess they consider it traditional because HBO was kind of like before the streaming. Yeah, they didn't have HBO Max and all that stuff then. So, yeah.
So it's House of Cards, House, or what else?
So it's House of Cards, House, House of Lies.
Okay. I'm going to go with House of Cards because I know House was on Fox.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're doing the breakdown.
And I don't know what House of Lies is.
Same.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
House of Lies was a show that was with Don Cheadle.
I'm going to say House of Cards as well.
Okay. So the answer is A, House of Cards. Oh. Look at you binge watching TV, people.
That's right.
Good job.
That was very popular when it came out.
Yeah. Good job. You know, I never ever saw House of Cards
at all.
Yeah,
me neither.
And I have like 2 seasons.
So how was it, like a lot of seasons?
I think it's like 4 or 5 seasons now. But I mean, that show was hit by scandal because of the main actor. So it kind of had to take a turn. But it was very popular when it was first starting.
Okay. All right. So question number 3. When did programs produced by streaming service Netflix first become eligible to win an Emmy?
Okay.
Was this A, 2020? B, 2016? Or C, 2013?
I'm going to go with 2013.
I'm going with 2016.
I'm going with 2020 because the pandemic, and then, you know, people couldn't meet up anymore.
Actually, you know what? I'm changing to 2016.
Here we go.
2016.
What? She's copying you.
It's because she's up by one.
You see what they do? You see what they do, Luminary community? They try to make it difficult. Okay, so we're going 2016.
2020.
2016. And their answer is 2013.
Oh, we're all wrong. So,
you're all wrong.
So, you should have went with your gut, Anita. I know.
So by 2016, the Emmys had already generated, Netflix had already generated 117 nominations by 2016.
Wow.
Can you believe, like, the streaming platform services? And it's funny, we were just talking about, you know, Jake Paul with Mike Tyson doing this fight on Netflix. I didn't realize how popular. I know they're popular, but the streaming services are taking over. I don't think anyone really watches CBS, NBC or ABC as much anymore.
Only when there's sports on there.
Well,
honestly,
it's because people want to binge the shows. That's why.
Yeah, very, very true. Very, very true. And you know, right now I think you guys got questions. You guys want a bonus question?
Wait, so Anita won.
Oh, I just have a quick question.
Yeah, Anita won.
Does it say, like, do you know what the first streaming platform shows were, the ones that were nominated in 2013 or no?
That's a good question.
I'm just wondering because I don't even remember what was streaming.
That is a good question.
Right. I was 12, so.
He was 12 watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I was watching Nickelodeon, you know, Cartoon Network. I was watching all
that.
I still
watch Cartoon Network.
Oh, yeah?
Ed and Eddie.
It was cool.
I meant Adult Swim.
Adult Swim. Did you guys watch King of the Hill?
No, I never watched it. Mm-mm.
It was all right. It was cool.
Yeah.
I watched the OG, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. I will watch Family Guy. I don't know if you guys
Here and there. Just because of Mike.
Archer just ended.
What?
Archer. Sterling Archer, the spy. The greatest spy in the world. You guys have never seen the cartoon?
No. I've seen Archer.
Only spy I knew of was Inspector Gadget.
Oh. Okay.
Inspector Gadget. You know, I'm trying to look for the actual. Okay, so the first, I don't know if this answers your question, Anita knows, but in 2014, Orange is the New Black. Their first season was submitted and nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series, while the second season received a nomination for Outstanding Drama Series, becoming the first series to be nominated for both categories. So
That makes so much sense,
but it doesn't seem like that long ago either.
It does not seem long ago at all. But what we'll do right now is we're going to get into a song. We'll be right back. And I hope you guys enjoy this because, you know, we're going to get into Akemi Fox. See you soon.
By my side, focus. And hours after all of your darkest moments, feels just like yesterday when we were homeless. Got you some bread and start treating me bogus. Talking about you wanted something new, like I wasn't good enough for you. Guess you didn't caught you a case of amnesia. Maybe you should take a look in your rear view. Cause obviously you forgot all the times that I held you when you cried. And don't you remember that even if you was in a wrong, I stood by your side. No, I guess not. Cause you let them thoughts take my spot. Congratulations to you. What you wanted is what you got now. And I can't even lie to you, it really messed my head up. Had me looking in the mirror, discussed still with myself. Wishing that I looked like someone else, like the girls you liked on Instagram. Damn. And you really had the nerve to call me insecure. Maybe it wasn't you, maybe it's true. I didn't know my worth. Maybe I should've loved me first. Maybe
all right, Queen Naija, comma.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I like that one right there. It's been a while. I haven't heard that in a little bit. So it's about time we get into some more of Missy's great trending topics. You guys ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's time for trending topics with Missy Talk.
With Missy Talk.
For entertainment, fashion, and music.
She got you.
She got you.
Okay, that's right. We're here to talk current events, celebrity gossip, all that good stuff. And I'm so excited about this trending topic today, you guys. It is juicy. Okay, so we're going to talk about how Tish Cyrus is allegedly with someone her daughter's been with. So Tish Cyrus is the ex-wife of Billy Ray Cyrus, of course, the famed musician. Last year, she married Dominic Purcell, a Prison Break actor. And, you know, things were starting to swirl around the media because not all of her kids went. Everybody has been wondering why. Unfortunately, this week, some allegations came out about what has happened. Basically, there are allegations that the groom, again, Dominic Purcell, was previously dating Tish Cyrus's daughter, Noah Cyrus. Things have deteriorated ever since. There has been back and forth between the media. I mean, none of the Cyrus family has said anything out loud indicating whether it's true or not true. But, I mean, of course, they're not saying anything. They're not even denying it. It kind of sounds like it's a little true. But basically, they're
messy.
Saying the mother basically went after her daughter's hookup buddy and then ended up marrying him.
Not the hookup buddy.
I want to hear what you guys have to say. I mean, we have Anita Knows on this segment, of course, for all the great Missy Talks, and I just want to hear what your guys' thoughts are on this family drama.
Me personally speaking, if I knew there was someone in the family that went out with somebody, they're off limits. I don't care how good looking they are. I am not even looking away.
What if you were in love with this person like way before your family member dated them? And they just happened to go there first.
Man, I better be in love on the inside. I can't do it. I just can't do it. That is just, that is like reality TV show. I mean, that is just messy.
But what happens with, you know,
is it toxica?
Be with toxica. it can't. It definitely can't be. What happens to like, okay, you're in love with somebody and shout it off at the top of the shout it off the rooftops, you know, and don't be afraid or embarrassed about your love. What about that?
Man.
I mean, I'm glad that the mom's happy, honestly, that they married, but the strain that puts on your relationship with your child, like,
right.
You can never get that back. You know what I mean? Like, that would be tough. And we don't really know all the circumstances they do.
Right.
But if that's something that you can deal with privately and live with, then I mean that's between them, but at the same time it's so hard because you want to see people happy, but
right,
we don't know what caused it all, but I'm sure the fact that they're not speaking also says a lot.
Oh yeah, it does. It says a lot because it's one of those instances where silence speaks.
And that's what I mean when I say they're not denying it. So right. What does that say?
Isn't it like silence is deafening or something?
Something to that effect. Yes.
In fact, when they got pictured for the first time after these allegations came out, they looked real mad. Real mad in those paparazzi photos.
So I got a question for the both of you as the gentleman that's involved with these two. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think at any point that guy said, you know what? I don't need to go down this road, or he didn't care.
From what I am understanding, it wasn't serious between him and Noah, the daughter. It wasn't serious. It was kind of just like a fling, and it sizzled out, and it was never serious kind of thing. So, what was your question again?
No, just as the guy, do you think he actually cared, or, you know, even maybe said, you know what, this may be something that I need to step back from.
He obviously did not care because he married the mother.
Like, has he, and he's spoken about it, I believe.
Nobody's spoken
about it. No one's spoken about it. Okay.
See, but that question I would ask you and Flix by Jay, because you're saying, as a guy, is this something you ever thought about? I mean, that would be something for y'all to answer.
Yeah, would you date a mother and daughter duo?
And I guess, you know, it's good that you actually put it that way, because I guess where I was trying to go at is, as a lady, how would you feel about you really in love with a guy, but he's dealing with, you know, your mom or like a relative?
I'd be heartbroken.
I think it's easier to say something now than when you're actually going through it. You know what I mean? You could feel differently when you're going through it. Right now, I could be like, oh, heck no, never. Like, that's my daughter. But we don't really know unless you go through it, you know?
Right. And as a guy, I've already given my spin on it. I just wouldn't be able to do it. I would just feel like, bad, really, really bad. It would just be something where even if I really had feelings, man, those feelings would have to be just put to rest.
Because that's going to be a cloud over your marriage the entire time. I mean, how does the daughter forgive the mother after that?
Well, maybe a song will come out of it and we'll find out.
Yeah.
I'll be blasting that song. So everyone was wondering, you know, because Noah didn't go to the wedding last year, and everyone was curious as to why she didn't go. I mean, she publicly was wearing shirts of Billy Ray Cyrus the day of the wedding to kind of like show people, to show the support to the dad, and to kind of throw subliminals at the mom, like, I'm not at your wedding, but here I am supporting
and Luminary Community. Billy Ray Cyrus is the father.
Yes.
Don't break my heart.
And I don't know. I just, what if it happened to you guys? Like, what? Okay, so we're thinking about it on the side of, okay, doing it, but what if it happened to you? Like, what if what if somebody was dating your dad?
Let me just say, I think Flix by Jay, he's making so many expressions and laughing. It seems like he has a lot to say.
What you got to say, Flix?
So the question, excuse me. Oh. If me and my partner, I'm, you know, amicably, you know, split away, you know, let's say I don't know who her mom is, you know, I don't know, you know, and, you know, something so happens toxic. And then we fall in love. And then I'm like, oh, wait, you're so-and-so's mom. I mean, I'm already in too deep.
Right. That's your predicament for sure. But everyone knows who the Cyrus family is, right?
Yeah. But you're saying if I was in that situation.
If you were in that situation. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that happens, it happens. Now, if I knew, like, if it happens, it happens. Now, if I knew that that was my ex-partner's mom.
Like, you guys have broke. You guys have broken up already.
And I know that's her mom.
And that's her, like, mom.
I'll make it easier for you, Flix. Everybody hide your moms from Flix by Jay.
I mean, I'm always shouting out the moms, but it's like, so silly. It's like, what if it's like, what if her mom ends up being the person I'm supposed to be with?
Right. That's right. Why I said you don't know it unless you're going through
and
it.
And that's what Tish and Dominic are saying. They're saying, well, we're meant to be together. And
now, if it was more like lustful and like not like about, like, you know, love and, you know, things like that, maybe I'd probably be out of my comfort zone. But if that person's actually my person.
The only look at way,
Flix by Jay dropping, you know, knowledge.
The only way I'd ever date an ex-partner's dad is to get back on them. It would never be for love. It would never be for love.
What if they're, like, hideous?
Okay, one date, would it be for one money? Date doesn't mean anything.
Would it be for
money?
Oh,
a date.
No, a date doesn't. I'm not going to marry them, but I would make sure that my ex-partner knows. Maybe send them a picture.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to have a good time, you know? I'm not, like, what if they're, like, dry, what if they're, like, boring, like...
Wait,
that's not my motivation. My motivation is to be...
I'm not gonna spend my night... For me, personally, I'm not gonna spend my night hanging out with somebody I don't want to hang out just to, like, get back at somebody, you know?
That's just
me,
though. I'm just saying, if I was in that predicament. So, if...
Back to what Missy was just saying here. So, you're saying, before you got involved with, like, let's just say, the dad, you would have a talk with your mom. Is that kind of what you were just talking about? Like, no. There would be a conversation that would happen before, like...
No, I'm saying I'm on the outside. If I was dating a son...
And yeah, then a son and the dad.
And then
right.
We broke up, and then I ended up marrying the dad or whatever.
Before you had started dating the dad, you would talk to the son and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling dad. We've been going out. Would you have that conversation?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I would send them a picture during the date and be like, guess where I'm at right now.
Wow. Toxic.
I'd be like, blocked.
Oh, okay. My goodness, man. But you know what's so cool about it? Like, you know, Anita mentioned, hopefully some music comes out of this. Miley Cyrus, who's not even involved in any of this, has a new record with Pharrell.
Yes, I love that song. And they're saying that Miley did not know about it.
Oh, see? There you go. So. Stand clear, Miley. Just stand clear.
But these are all allegations. Nobody has come out and said that this is the truth. So
exactly.
We'll see what happens, just like Anita says.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And we're going to get into that new track called Doctor. Pharrell featuring Miley Cyrus.
You wanna work it out? from her mama. I'ma say you got it right. Body rude is unpolite. Don't be in a humble type. Tell me, is you down? Cause I'm trying to go up tonight. Hoes in whom she slept right. I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy. The ladies is pimps tonight. Living inside a dream. I slay where the love is like. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my back. I look fly, I look too good. Put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my bag, but you could. I look fly, I look too good. With a peppermint, they say, oh, she smell good. That's just cause I'm heaven sent. Sex game goes stupid, snapping like a toothpick. Man, I tell the truth, your opinion is irrelevant. But I know you think I'm fine. Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline. I can't even lie. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my back. I look fly, I look too good. Put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my bag, but you could. I look fly, I look too good.
Don't waver, baby, big step. Pick up the room, come get up. They know you.
It's your boy Francois the Great, the musical enthusiast. You're listening to 993 FM, KJBU Oxnard. Live streaming at 993FM.com, which is 993FM.com. All right, we are back. Of course, I had to throw on some A. Marae, Big Steppa. Had to shout out my Ghana. Ghana just celebrated their Independence Day, March 6th. I got my Black Star shirt on here today. So we are back, man. I can't even believe it's been a great time. We're at the end, the conclusion. But before we get out of here, Missy got some theories.
Yes. I want to talk about some theories that I have going on. And actually, it has to do with the Cyrus family again. Absolutely nothing to do with their drama. you know, as we're seeing now, we're seeing so many artists, I guess, jump genres. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Good observation.
I love people expanding their talents and evolving and trying new things. You know, obviously we're seeing Beyonce go into country. We're also seeing Post Malone. He's going to drop a country song. There's just been tons. Who did you say earlier? Lil Nas X went from country and he's into hip hop and rap now. So anyways, people jump genres all the time. Somebody who I am predicting right now, I want you guys to remember this when it happens. All right.
So you heard it first.
I'm predicting Miley Cyrus is going to go country. It's a prediction to me, okay? Hear it straight from my mouth. The reason being, first of all, she has a country background, right? So her dad is a huge country artist. Her godmother is Dolly Parton, also a huge...
I just learned that today.
Huge icon. And then, let's see, huge icon, and
so the connection.
If you've noticed, okay, so if you've noticed on the red carpet lately, she has been wearing her hair so big.
She has
been wearing it so big, and that is reminiscent off of the country genre, right?
She was just, what award show was she just recently at? Her hair was just huge.
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking
about. I'm trying to remember what
it was. That was the music award.
Yes, it was a music award.
She performed on stage and got the award, and it was really big.
Yeah, her hair was huge.
And it hasn't been just that time, though. There's been a couple other instances where her hair is really huge. Wow. And I think she's getting ready to transition.
So how many cans of hairspray you think that
so
takes?
You're thinking it's a throwback to like the late 80s, early 90s country.
Mm. Well, because in her godmother is Dolly Parton. Right. So, I mean, who else is she going to resemble? Like, who else is she going to take off of her inspiration from? Of course, Dolly Parton, the amazing.
Well, let's not also forget she did have singer. That cover of Jolene, which I love. Mm. And that's country. So.
That's country. So she's done that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's just a theory that I have that I just think it's going to happen. I mean, I hope you guys remember when it does happen and be like, you know, Missy knew about that. She had an inkling. She had something in her gut that said it's going to happen. Listen to my instincts.
Listen to Missy.
Well, if it happens, I'm all over it because I'm all about different genres and I love country music as well. So the more music they put out, the better for me.
She would do amazing as a country star.
She would be amazing.
She would be amazing. In fact, I would want to go to one of those concerts, to be honest.
Man,
I'd break out my cowboy boots.
You break out your cowboy boots?
First I'd have to go buy them.
I already have my cowboy boots, so
that would be a first for me. I've never actually been to like a country concert before.
What?
I think that would be so much fun.
I've never been. The best. The best.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Who did you see?
Well, my favorite of all time that I've seen is Garth Brooks. And his show was amazing. He is going back and forth the whole time. And I also love that he brought out his wife. So if you don't know, he's married to Trisha Yearwood, who is huge in the country
world.
She's
been quiet a little bit.
She performs with him for a short period of time at his concerts. Anyhow, but that day that the last concert that I went to of his was phenomenal. And I was singing the whole time. And he went on longer than he was supposed to.
Awesome. I love when artists do that.
You know, he went off stage and everybody was cheering encore. And he came on and he sang like for another 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Since you brought that up, what's a concert that you haven't been to yet or artists that you want to see in concert that you haven't seen yet?
Usher. Like,
Usher. Usher, that was fast.
I got a concert at the Super Bowl from him, so I think I'm good off of that.
Not that you like attend, like you're there.
Who do I want to see in concert?
Mm-hmm, that you haven't seen yet.
I will pass this to you, and then I'll think about it.
Oh, man.
I know Missy has seen this person, but he's on my bucket list, Maluma. I love Maluma.
Oh, yeah, that was really good. That was really fun.
So it would be Maluma, probably. Oh, I want to see Peso Pluma.
Okay. You said Usher.
Zach Bryan. I love Zach Bryan. Oh. Usher. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles was here last year.
He's always sold out, though. It sounds I know. So fast.
That'd be a good one.
He was at the Forum, and his traffic to his show was crazy. I was out in Inglewood that day, and he just had people backed up all the way to freeway trying to go to the show.
I know my answer now.
There you go.
It's just for this year. I don't know about in the future, but I would love to see Olivia Rodrigo. I would love to
be
in
that. But she's got the guts tour, so...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to go see her. I don't know how I'll feel in 10 years if that's going to be my answer. But right now,
Olivia Rodrigo is definitely popping right now. This whole Guts thing is kind of like the vampire and the blood and all of that.
Did you guys see that TikTok?
Yes.
Of the siblings that went to the Guts tour to go see Olivia Rodrigo. And the brother walks down the stairs dressed like a vampire with fangs and everything.
I saw it.
That's how he went to the concert. It was amazing. It was funny. It was hilarious.
Full on act. I mean, for me, who would I want to see that I haven't seen yet? You know, it's so crazy because I've always been in the city when this person's performed, and I just haven't had a chance to see them. Babyface.
Oh, I love Babyface.
I would love to see Babyface. I've seen, like, you know, there's been shows that I've been to that he's came and did the song, but to actually see like a Babyface concert, I think that would be the one for me. I got to see LL Cool J, you know, late last year. That was another one of mine. I know old school hip hop head, but Babyface.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm just like, I like listening to artists like on my headphones in the car. It's just like not for me going to the concerts. I did see Maluma. Right. That was only because my sister-in-law wanted to see it. And I knew only a third of the songs and I pretended to know the rest.
And after the concert, I'm texting Missy. I'm like, you need to listen to this version of this and this and this and this.
Yeah. Someone who recently performed a concert the first time in 8 years, Rihanna. Okay, yes. And I'm not talking about obviously her Super Bowl performance because
she was out there with her stomach.
That was not a concert. I mean, it was a performance, but a full on concert doing all of her songs. Yeah. She recently performed at a wedding thrown by the richest person in Asia. Like I said, first time in 8 years, she performed a whole concert.
They were saying she got some millions for that performance too.
$6.3 million U.S. dollars. Again, he was the richest person in Asia.
I wonder how old this man turned.
It was for his son's wedding.
Oh, it was for his son's wedding.
But I don't know. Did you guys see any of the videos? Because fans are saying she did the bare minimum.
I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
She just collected the check and bounced.
Y'all are gonna leave Rihanna alone. Look, people keep talking about her Super Bowl performance was the bare minimum. Leave Rihanna alone.
No, her concert in Asia.
I know. But they've started to talk about this since her Super Bowl performance because, you know, she was pregnant then and she couldn't really move around too much.
She did a lot for being pregnant, though. I'm sorry. Right.
And people have been getting on her because, you know, since then they haven't really seen her like really give it her all, I guess, to some of these people.
I would say, you know, leave her alone. She's how many months postpartum? You know, she just had two babies back to back. Her body's getting back to what it was.
Right.
And she hasn't performed hasn't had a concert in 8 years. She's out of practice.
Leave that lady alone.
She used to do it like all the time. Now she doesn't. She's getting back into the groove of things. I don't think people should harp on her.
And we don't know if that was the agreement. Maybe he really only wanted her there to sing.
Right.
And, you know, like, we don't know what happens behind the scenes.
The other aspect of it is she's in a different country. How sexy can your moves go?
Right.
So, I mean, why would you be going full out in your usual dance moves when you're in a country that doesn't
mess around
really,
and get banned?
Right.
So, I mean, to all the people who are saying she did the bare minimum, Rihanna don't care. She's $6.3 million richer. Okay.
Now, I did see a clip on either Instagram or I think TikTok, one of those social media platforms where Mark Zuckerberg was in attendance. And he basically was kind of looking at the father's watch. The father had a Richard Mille watch.
I did not see that.
And he was just like admiring it because this is one of it's a one of one. It's, you know, wow. Basically it's, I think it's like a $10 million watch. And, you know, he just was casually like, yeah, you know, you like my new watch? You know,
it's custom.
Just custom, you know, got some dolphins on it, $10 million. You know.
If he can,
dolphins on it.
If Mark Zuckerberg can build a bunker, he can have someone custom make him his own.
Yeah, so I guess he was there. There was a lot of celebrities in attendance. I don't know if this dad knows or the son that's getting married knows a lot of these people, but they said there were a lot of celebrities in attendance to that wedding. Man, that's just 6.3 million for Rihanna. Just perform for me real quick.
I mean, I wonder if she performed a wedding song for them. That's what I would want to know.
Interesting.
And what would it be?
The clip that I saw looked like she was performing some of her own songs. Yeah. I saw one clip and it looked like she was performing something. Yeah, her songs.
But I think if I was going to pay someone that much money.
Man, I'll sing my wedding song. Exactly. You'll be doing all kinds of stuff. I'll be like, you're going to sing on my way out. You're going to sing when I'm going home. As soon as I open the door, I want you to sing.
And
that's a lot
suite?
Of money.
The honeymoon suite. Who needs a playlist?
Right.
They can stand right there.
So if you guys could have someone sing at a wedding, like, is there someone you guys already like? Like you guys love to, like if you were attending a wedding, you would just love to see them there singing a wedding song.
That's like asking who your favorite child is.
I know. It was funny because the person that I'm about to say, it's funny, we were playing a song from his son earlier, which is Brian McKnight.
I
love his voice. It's funny because right now I don't know what's going on with him and Junior. Well, you know, him and his son, because they, you know, he changed his name. He has two juniors and, you know, it's gone a little crazy. But yeah, his son's a singer as well, and we played a song earlier.
Is that like George Holifield? Doesn't he have a bunch of sons named
George Foreman, George the first. Sorry. George the second, yeah. George the third, George the fourth, and George the fifth.
Well, Brian McKnight's doing it much differently than this George.
He is.
Brian McKnight can sing to me Crazy Love anytime he wants.
I love Brian McKnight's voice. He has a great voice.
Who would I want? I don't know. I'll just go with Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, there you go. She's like Miley Cyrus with the hair.
With the hair.
Miley Cyrus with the hair.
Adele, I don't know. Who's like a good powerhouse singer? Oh, you know, Billie Eilish.
Yes.
She would be really good.
She'd be really good.
No, I changed my answer.
This is my final answer. With like five people.
No, it's my final answer. Kelly Clarkson. Because.
Kelly Clarkson.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She does covers of people's songs all the time.
During her show, right? I've seen her show.
Also at award shows.
Oh, award shows.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And she's actually.
I've caught her show a couple of times.
She's
it's pretty good.
For doing covers. And it's so funny because a lot of time the artists will be like, no, she covered my song. It's her song now.
Yeah.
That's how good she did.
Wow, she does that good of covers.
Yes.
I'm going to have to check this out for sure.
So that's my answer.
I've heard some of them, like she's about to go to commercial break on her Kelly Clarkson show and she does covers.
She does,
and it's sort of like a minute long. So she's not really doing the full song. So I'm like, you know what? That's pretty cool. But I didn't know this was like her thing.
Yeah, it's her thing.
And
she's
it makes sense because what her background is, American Idol. What do
she's
they do?
Exactly.
What do they do but covers?
Yeah,
she is.
They did covers.
Was she was the first.
Yeah, she was the first.
Wow. And I think. Since she's won and, you know, Ruben and the rest of that crew, I feel like I don't really watch the show too much, but I feel like the show's kind of went down a little. But I don't know. Could be just me.
I think it's just when you grow up with it, when it starts and then it evolves over the years. It's hard to stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. I feel like the newer shows like Masked Singer and all these other new shows are kind of getting more of a, you know, a bigger platform and people are checking for them more than American Idol, and it's on a tough night Sunday.
And it only streams now. I think it's not even on the major channel. It went to streaming.
I didn't know that.
And Katy Perry's a judge.
It's Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and then
there's a guy.
There's another guy.
I know him because I listen to him all the time.
I can see his face. I can see his face.
You must not listen
to
him enough.
I can see his face. I don't know his name though.
Oh my gosh! I cannot believe
she's gonna be like Michael Jackson.
He's a country artist too, and oh my goodness gracious!
How embarrassing for me. Artist? What is going on, Anita Knows? You are the country guru.
How embarrassing.
It's all right. I mean, we see his face, but we don't remember who he is.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing, I know, right? Embarrassing.
And right when we go off air or play a song, it's going to come to me and I'm going to be
Oh my gosh, man.
Good times.
But no, I mean, it's been great hanging out with you guys today. Until next time, this is your boy Francois the Great.
Anita Knows.
And Missy Talks.
All right.